two students have been charged with kidnapping and raping the woman, who says she and another stripper were hired to dance at a party held by Duke University lacrosse players in a house off campus. The charges by the accuser, who is black, have sparked debate on race and class issues. Duke University, a prestigious and highly selective institution, is located in Durham, North Carolina, a racially mixed middle-class city. Town and gown tensions have always existed in many cities where there are elite universities, but in Durham, they were heightened by this racially charged case. Some students held protests when the case first surfaced, while others criticized the lacrosse players.
I'm shocked and appalled that there are still varsity letters on these athletes.
The role of college athletics and the behavior of some athletes also has been questioned. Duke University administrators warned lacrosse players about instances of drunken and rowdy behavior by some team members even before the alleged rape occurred. Some student athletes develop an attitude of entitlement, says ethics professor Richard Lapchick.
There is a mentality among athletes that we can get away with this. This is something that, you know, nobody's going to challenge us because we are student athletes.
In recent years, allegations of rape and improper sexual conduct have been leveled at rugby players at San Diego State, basketball players at South Dakota State, football players at Penn State, the Coast Guard Academy, the University of Oklahoma, and the University of Colorado. The adulation and scholarship money some top student athletes receive breeds this attitude, according to sports sociologist Harry Edwards.
They're given star status at 17, 18, 19 years old. That is unprecedented.
Even though the two players charged are presumed innocent pending their trial, the scandal has undermined the notion that university athletic teams foster sportsmanship and discipline among their student practitioners. Bill Rogers, VOA News.